Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the pregame, and we are not normally together, but it is a special episode of the pregame. For those of you new to this portion of the program, it is 10 minutes of a little sample. Think of a Costco go around. Are you interested in buying the full product? We don't know.
What do you mean by Costco?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Like, go
get
around.
In here.
I think I am in, though. I think I am.
Fine. You don't know what I'm talking about with the sample from Costco.
Oh, God. Yeah. And are we still doing that with COVID? Are they doing that stuff?
I hope they brought it back, because I was the girl that would circulate 3 times. And the woman with the cinnamon things would look at me and be like, this is the 3rd time you've asked for a sample. It's fine. 10 minutes. I've already wasted 1 minute explaining it. We have a lot to get to. The Oscars, we were on a text chain. And you immediately said, this is not fake. Came on with a voice note and said you watched every angle. Mm-hmm. Every
I watched
video.
The Australian, the Japanese feed, yep. All the feeds.
All the feeds. It was an international
shitstorm. Video.
But you know what they do? And they say, like, go to New York. Or they got under the hood to review, is it a call in the field?
It was
the challenge flag was thrown.
It was so wild. And I think I was dissecting it with 2 of my girlfriends on FaceTime all night. I think it affected me so much. I had chest pains from it, because you don't see Will Smith behave like that. And I was saying to Jarrett, this is exactly like when your favorite sports star messes up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
Not Chris Webber calling a timeout when we don't have it.
No,
but
no.
Like actually getting it right.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think of it?
Malice at the Palace. I thought it was fake when I first saw it.
Yeah.
And then I thought Chris Rock handled it brilliantly.
Nailed it. That's so hard live. And those people aren't used to doing live, which we are.
Right. But just his ability to react to what happens next, still get a laugh after it. I was just confused why Will was laughing at the first part of the joke. Then he cut off screen, back to Chris Rock. And then all of a sudden it was the storming of the stage.
Right.
So where did we go wrong here? Because Jada's response was like, you better do something or else you're going to get it when you get home. That look from your husband where you're like, we're going to talk about this.
You're going to get it.
Yeah.
I also felt like when he walked away from smacking him, he kind of had this look on his face that it was like, was it a joke? Was it not?
It was the double down, take my wife's name out of your effing mouth that really got me.
I felt it in my soul when he said it. Felt it in my soul.
So that wasn't boring. I loved when someone was like, whoa. And we thought the mix-up for the winner was exciting for the envelope. Like, remember that one Oscars where they got the winner wrong?
Oh, yeah. And that was like, so funny.
That seems like a distant memory.
I said to Jarrett, Kanye should absolutely be allowed to go to the Grammys now.
Completely.
Like, I'm sorry.
He looks like a saint. And I don't mean his 3rd child.
No.
Peace be with us all.
Did say after the night, I had to turn it right away to E because I was like, there's no sports center for this. I want coverage. I want interviews. I want backstage
Juliana,
reaction.
Come out of retirement.
I want the officials and what they're saying and, you know, what is the academy saying? And nobody could help me. E's was fine. Nothing against E. I just was less about the dresses and I wanted to know about how's Chris Rock? Did he speak to LAPD? I mean, thank God for KTLA.
LAPD was involved?
That was assault.
I know, but only if he presses charges.
Well, they found him after the show to ask him if they were going to.
Oh my God. Is the pregame over? We're going to dive into this deeper.
Where have you been?
He said, I've been on a plane to Montana. Yeah. I have not been able. Your Wi-Fi was working on the plane. Mine wasn't. I have to renew my subscription.
I heard this on Ryan Seacrest when I was driving to the airport this morning.
Ryan had somebody from LAPD
come on and talk about it.
Okay, that's
and funny. Yeah. Because it was assault. And if Chris Rock had decided to press charges, then yeah.
And the Oscar goes to
me for knowing about crime. I'm a crime stopper. Oh my God. Speaking of, the other day I was talking to my sister on the phone when I was driving my car and a car went through a red light. And I was like, oh shoot, they didn't see it was red. That was weird. Still, oh, then mine is green. I'm driving, same car through another red light. And I go, oh my God, I'm in a car chase. Where's KTLA? I'm looking. And my sister's like, are there cops? And I was like, no cops. This is just a total asshole going through red lights.
Oh my God.
I know. It was crazy. I thought
you just hit me with the, I know.
I know. Courtney Cox.
We are in Montana or an undisclosed location if we want to leave Montana out for anonymity reasons. We are on a vacation together, which I'm so excited about. Doesn't get to happen that often.
There's no snow.
She's really upset about the snow. There's a lot of snow.
There's no snow.
We are with a group and literally everyone's like, wow, look at all the snow.
There's nothing.
I'm glass half snow full kind of. I'm a snow globe.
I have my air conditioning on right now.
Turn it upside down. So we are going to answer a few of your guys' questions.
Okay.
We so appreciate you. You can submit your question to a DM in the Calm Down Podcast Instagram and we see them all. I am excited to feature Tim Nangle right now. Favorite go-to food and favorite adult beverage, Erin?
Go ahead.
I'm not a foodie, so could care less about food. I love a grilled cheese sandwich. If I'm hungover, piece of pizza, gross. Go-to food, edamame. I crush edamame.
Edamame is not a go-to food.
It's 100% a food. If I'm in prison next to Will Smith, my last meal is going to be edamame. My favorite adult beverage ranges. If I'm about to watch a game, I want a very cold, frosted mug, Blue Moon or Coors Light.
It's only
the first couple sips, then I wait and it gets too warm and I'm over it. Now I'm moving over to a sangria if the mood strikes me. Then maybe I'll get into a little Moscow Mule. Thank you.
Tequila or vodka?
Vodka. You're the tequila drinker. I wish I could get into it.
Okay. My go-to food would be... La, 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 la. I love soup.
You're a sandwich guy,
too. I love soup. I can house a sandwich. I can house anything, really.
She's an eater. She's 5 pounds, you guys. It's so fucking annoying for people like me who like look at food and gain weight. This bitch is like taking down a burger.
When you're turkey sandwich.
When your Uber Eats commercial, everyone's like, she would never eat that. I'm like, no, that's exactly what
I have to eat, because if I don't eat, my mood is affected. Like, I had zero energy on the way here and I thought I was zoning out looking cross-eyed, but I have to eat. I'm back, baby.
You know who else is back? What a great question.
Go to adult beverage. Tequila, soda, lime.
This is my next question. Well, it's not my question. I don't want to take all the credit away from _YVO. How's the ranch water going? We're in Montana now. Adult beverage.
Good. Haven't had one since I've been here. But good. Had one at Wally's the other night and they nailed it.
Oh, it's not just Montana specific?
No. You can get them anywhere.
Oh, I thought it was Montana specific.
Ryan asked about a fried chicken sandwich. Love a fried chicken sandwich. Where were you talking to me about a fried chicken sandwich, Ryan? Also,
Houston's has a great... That was a great, the chicken sandwich.
They do.
Houston's is really good there.
The Houston's by me just closed down. Well, it's been closed for a year, which is annoying. I love a Fanny's burrito too.
What do we got? We got, what's your weekly workout routine? Coach Brick W, thank you for the question. You're all over the place with workouts in the best way. Go, give us your rundown.
I like a little Peloton every other day. And then on the other days, I do Tonal. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I like a Tonal. I don't get to use it as much because it's in Nashville, which I need to work on because that whole situation. I've decided to rent my house out. For those of you guys that are
keeping
up with
the Need to take your tonal down then.
Bring it with you somewhere. It's probably why they're paying such a high rate.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Party rate.
I love a Bikram yoga class. Get me into a hot yoga studio. Yep. I love a sweat. I love running as well. I'm upset I forgot my running shoes. I will be purchasing some or wearing Jarrett's shoe because this girl over here is Tinkerbell with her tiny little feet. And I will look like the stepsister from Cinderella trying to fit my big old foot into your tiny running shoe. I don't know what the time is, Ryan. How much time do we have left on the pregame? I want to give people
one more
something
question
to look forward to. Oh, perfect.
Coming in hot.
What do you got?
So what skin care do you feel that men should have? I will say this. One thing about my husband, and I love him a lot, you cannot use the lotion that is there for your hands on your face. Yep. I try to tell him this over and over and over. Your face is different. You need a skin care lotion. You also need a face wash. He doesn't use a face wash.
Because he's a man.
I know. I just don't get it. And he doesn't even get half the zits I get. And he doesn't even use the products I use. It's so annoying.
I can see him being like a bar soap and
it
a shower
is.
Guy.
It's exactly what it is.
Maybe I should just do that. I heard Faith Hill does that. She never breaks out. It's just like a Dove soap and a whatever lotion.
I don't think that's good for you.
Oh, well, my skin documented, my trials and tribulations are well documented on this podcast. Although I just got on a new antibiotic, which I think is working.
You did?
Not immediately. But it'll kick in eventually.
What kind of antibiotic?
It's called spironolactone. It's supposed to help. I have a high testosterone level along my jawline. I know we're all surprised. I am a female, but you know, I have male tendencies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's called spironolactone.
Huh.
Didn't want to go on Accutane again because I got to freeze my eggs. The dermatologist in Nashville.
Right?
She's sweet. And we have plenty more to talk about over on the Calm Down podcast.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.